Last Friday, two young boys in McDowell County found a skull in the woods and reported it to the sheriff's office. McDowell County deputies are hoping this may lead to a break in a cold case that is 6 years old. On Saturday morning, deputies and other law enforcement officials began their search of the woods, hoping to find more clues. Deputies say in addition to the skull, they found another unidentified part and one shoe. Authorities have not identified the remains, but are looking more closely into the county's only missing persons case. That happened back on January 7, 2002, when 45-year-old Joan Noblett wandered away from her home in Old Fort. Her family says she left on a cold night without a coat or identification. Noblett's family also says she was bipolar and schizophrenic and was on several daily medications. For nearly a week, sheriff's deputies conducted searches from the ground and sky, hoping to find any traces of Noblett. The only evidence investigators had, an image captured on a surveillance camera 6 days after she disappeared. The deputies could not confirm that the image was Noblett. The boys found the remains just a half mile from Noblett's home. Deputies have sent the remains to Texas for identification. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.